Welcome back to Real Estate New. Let's talk about some open houses from 2 to 4 today. 3015 Champion Circle. It's priced at $254,900. Folks, this plan is probably one of the best plans I've ever been in. As far as it has five individual closets that attach to the master bedroom, which to me is awesome. Brand new hardwood floors put in it. Touched up paint. Huge backyard. Back porch. Neat house. Rick West is going to be there. And Champion Circle, which is right off of College Hills. So if you go down College Hills, like you're running to Valley View, it'll be right there on your right. And then out at the Bluffs, 6010 Warwick, $299,000, four-bedroom. That's a real popular – four-bedrooms are real popular right now. Three-and-a-half bath, two dining areas, two-car garage, beautiful landscaping. Charlie DeCody's going to be out at that one. And of course, solid surface countertops, you know, all the stuff you'd expect for a $300,000 house. Very, very pretty. 1310 Austin. Right here in the heart of Santa Rita, priced at $142,900, little charmer, updated throughout, kitchen, baths. Sabrina's going to be at that one, so go see her from 2 to 4, right there, kind of off, right at Austin and kind of Avenue J, right in that area. Then Walnut Hill, neat house. You better hurry on this one. This one won't be here by next show, I can tell you. 3237 Walnut Hill, that's kind of like the last street in Southland before you go over to the railroad tracks and go to Lamar. Right there, three-bedroom, two-bath, open living area, just nice house. And Brad Hogg is going to be at that one. Then Elk Run, Todd just listed this one for $194,900. Neat house. And Elk Run, 2288, neat development. That thing is booming out there. It's amazing, all the houses, and just go. It's a new home. It's about a little over a year old, three-bedroom, two-bath, been good in Buffalo Heights. 0.695 fenced acre, so, you know, almost three-quarters of an acre. It's worth a drive out there. And if you need directions, you need information on any house in San Angelo, just call the office. Gretchen Stahl will be there. Gretchen's having a heck of a year, too, by the way. But she can sure answer your questions from 1 to 4. Just call 949-5575. And don't forget, you can always go to our website, sallison.com, and it shows every listing in San Angelo. Again, if you're seeing something, if you're on the web, call Gretchen and say, what about this one, and we'll let you know. And don't forget, if you miss one of our shows, we've had some really good shows so far, really good information, you can go to sallison.com, and it'll say radio, and you can pick which category you want, whether it's the landscape, the foundation guy, appraisals, banks, whatever, it's all on there. So lots of good information. Just real quick, I know we're running out of time, but just some of our new stuff. We've got some new listings here. One on Roberts Street in Paint Rock. It was reduced down to $134,900, new price. New listing. The one on Walnut Hill at 3237 that you can go see today. And if you don't have to tell you about it, you can just go look at it. And then that Elk Run, that's a brand new listing. You can go see it today, too. And these are nice. A lot of these houses we're getting. We got one on Henry, and I think it lasted 4 hours. And it was a four-bedroom, you know, out in Pollyann. So kind of amazing. Miles, we've got some stuff in Miles. Nice house for $294,500 on acreage. And then Rock Slough Drive, it's probably one of the nicest houses on the whole lake. It's priced at $950,000. Rock Slough is kind of hard to find. If you go down Fisherman's Road, right before you make that sharp left turn, it's to the right. So, but this one, if you want one of the nicest homes, we have several of the nicest homes listed right now. One on Mesquite in the 800s, this one for 950. So if you want an estate home on the lake, we've got it for you. And we go from $950,000, how about to $12,900 for a lot? That already has a septic tank in and water system and electricity. I don't think you'd probably put the electricity in the septic tank in for $12,900. So like if you have a mobile home or something, we got you covered there. That's a pretty good range, isn't it? So, from one to the other. Then, even commercial property, we've got some buildings in West Beauregard downtown. Todd just listed one on West Beauregard for $79,900. And we've got another one on West Beauregard for $127,000, both occupied. One of these has a 12% cap rate, which is really, really good to find in today's market. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this Sunday. We sure appreciate you listening. Appreciate the emails and appreciate the text from all our people listening. And y'all have a great day.